This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Brother, regarding the people of the paradise, what can you tell us about who are these people that they will enter paradise?
The people of paradise are going to be those who are the obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helps us in one surah by showing the criteria of salvation, the criteria to get Jannah. The surah Al-Asr, the surah which basically is very decisive. It's a surah which includes the qualities and the characteristics of the people who will, inshallah, have Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asr, by the token of time. By the time. It is one of the greatest oaths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. The whole of mankind is in complete loss. They are in entire loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who believe and does righteous deeds and establish themselves and call others on the truth and establish themselves and enjoin others for patience. Belief, righteous deeds, patience, and establishing and calling others to the truth. These are the four minimum criterias to get into Jannah. Those people who have just belief, but there is no actions, they will never be able to make it. Those people who have the belief which is untrue, they are not going to make it. The criteria as minimum for a person to get into Jannah is he has to have belief and he has to act upon that belief. He needs to be righteous in his deeds. He needs to be established himself on truth and call others, do da'wah, invite people to the truth. And he has to be patient and enjoin others for patience. These are the minimum qualities or the characteristics that the people require to get into Jannah. Regarding the titles, who will get into Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls these people as the successful people. Mukhlisin, those who are sincere, who does everything and who leaves everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who does everything what Allah commands them. Who leaves everything what Allah prohibited them. These are the people who will have Al-Jannah. The people who are the Abideen, the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be in Jannah inshallah. Muttaqeen, those people who have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are clear and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time, whenever any good is called, they always go and grab it. Whenever there is an evil, they try to abstain for the fear, for the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muttaqeen, sabireen, those people who have patience. For example, you as new Muslims, when you go out, you will have to be patient. You are patient. No matter people are criticizing you, no matter people are abusing you, no matter people are accusing you, no matter people are insulting you, you are being patient. Allah will not let this investment of yours go in vain. He will reward you and will reward you with that which is best, which is not equal to the investment that we do in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives Jannah to those who are patient as well. Those who are mukhlisin, those who are sadiqeen, those who are truthful, those people who are abideen, those who are the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the muttaqeen, and many other people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give Jannah, He will give him Jannah, inshallah. Hope that answers your question.